Welcome, I'm Valerie Smaldone. Healing is a word that covers so much and is crucial during this global pandemic. Anne Bigging and Elizabeth Ixmeyer founded the Healing Hotels of the World brand 14 years ago, encompassing hospitality, an annual summit, and a digital magazine. And today, Anne Bigging talks about how the world is coping with a shutdown and why this moment is a crucial moment to pay attention to and why healing is essential for everyone. Anne, is that fair to say that healing is essential for everyone?
Of course, it is. I think this is the moment. This is really the moment in time where there's no question that one thing is paramount in our minds and our hearts right now, and that's to be healthy, for sure.
You know, it's so funny because people always say, health first, you can't do anything without your health. It's almost like we've heard that almost like a nursery rhyme, but we're really living that concept of health is the most important thing you can ever have. It's not money. It's not things. It is your good health. And I believe the world is learning that today. Take me back, though, Anne, to when you and Elizabeth had the idea, just the germ of the idea, that you wanted to create this company and this brand. Explain that to me.
Well, somehow we must have had this vision because when we created Healing Hotels of the World, actually it was in my mind for even a number of years before, it was actually more like capturing the healing energy of the earth, which I felt in my travels. And I was already in hospitality industry, you know, consulting and advising governments for their tourism strategies and so on. And it brought me to Australia where I was sitting in amazing places, meditating. And I thought, wow, if we build a place here, the people can just be and breathe this beautiful energy, they would feel so happy and they would be feeling so healed. And so the basic idea was I was sick and tired of just tourism, of just hotels. And I thought there must be something more which is really warms the heart of people. And that was the start of it in a nutshell.
Yeah. And so from there, you've grown the company exponentially with members all over the globe. The Healing Summit, which is an annual gathering in various locations, and this digital magazine that I mentioned, which is Just Breathe. That's a lot to cover. And is it about 14 years? Am I correct in saying that?
The Healing Hotels of the World, yes, 13, 14 years, right? Healing Summit, nearly 8 years ago, because it was this year will be the 7th edition. Yeah, and if you ask me how was the Healing Summit born? It was somehow born out of frustration about the existing conferences around health or wellness and all of that. I thought we are missing something so important, so essential. We'll just talk about one part of it, and that is the wellness, the body, but where's the mind, where's the soul, and where's the understanding of all of that? That's the reason why we said, okay, we'll find this.
Every year that you have the Healing Summit, you have these incredible individuals coming to speak and to attend. And it's a shared experience. It's a shared opportunity for people to experience their friendship, experience new ways of doing business, experience new ideas. It's quite, and having been there and hosting it with you, it's really revolutionary.
Yep, it is. And I think we're just getting a taste of the strength of the Healing Summit, because yesterday we had the first Healing Summit at home Zoom session with about 45 delegates and a few speakers. And it was amazing how the energy was there in the universal room. Not only with the people who have been in several of the summits, but everybody could somehow get into it. Why? Because I think we shared that one underlying intention of not only being good to ourselves, but also to be extending something to the world, which makes sense more than just, eat and sleep and make money.
You know, you do speak to people all over the world. You have friends, you have associates. What are you hearing now about this global pandemic that literally has taken the world and brought it to its knees? Things have stopped. Business has stopped. What are you hearing from different corners of the globe?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you start with China, of course, where it all began, and the Chinese people are super disciplined. And they really showed us, in a way, how to work through the situation. And they are saying, you know, of course they went bananas, you know, being in a 4-square-meter room with a child and on quarantine for such a long time. But the Chinese people are very easily drawn into, you know, they're very spiritual people, many of them. So they adjusted to it and now slowly come out. I feel Russia is under shock now because it just hit them, you know, they had the business all of a sudden, boom. India is handling it extremely well, I feel, because they have been informed by the government on a daily basis. You know, they're always on social media. So they are handling it quite well, despite the news you may hear. In Europe, you had the stories about Italy. That's very sad. And it's really tragic in Italy and Spain. And I have to say, the people are taking it with grandezza, with elegance, and incredibly, and that brings me to Germany now, with, you know, people here are so for one another, you know, they're with one another, like in my street where I live, every night at 9, the windows go open and people start clapping for the doctors, for the shopkeepers. And it has created a new, you see people with the different eyes, you know, you recognize this is a human being. I want this human being to be happy and healthy.
It's an extraordinary experience. And in New York, we do the same thing. It's 7 p.m. where the city, everybody stops and applauds the essential workers and the healthcare workers and the police and the fire. And it's every night at 7 p.m. We do it in New York. Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen this all over the world. We've seen the singing in Italy, and we've seen the people coming out and just communing in a different way, but still there's that desire, Anne. There's that desire and need to still stay connected, even if we're apart, to make sure that our humanity is embraced. It's so important to do that.
Yes, it is. And we learned something yesterday from our dear Catherine Parrish, you know, who's one, as you know, one of our beautiful speakers at the Healing Summit. She taught us how to embrace right now. So we put the right arm over our left shoulder, the left arm over our right shoulder, and embrace ourselves. And with this, imagine we embrace our friends. So, and sending out the energy to one another. And think of each other. And then sometimes, honestly, I think this is also a little bit of, we are so spoiled. I mean, honestly, think of it. When I grew up in a village that was pure social distancing, there was nothing around, you know. And if you go back, you know, today when you are, I don't know, North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever in the States, in the countryside, there are not many people around. And think of the yogis in Himalayas. They live in the caves for a month on end without seeing anyone. And they blossom, you know. Mm-hmm. So we can blossom if we have more time to understand, who is this being without the social conduct? Who is this being, Anne? You know, I'm not a hermit, but I like to be a hermit. I like to be by myself. So what am I doing? Meditation, just looking out of the window, you know, getting rid of all the outer stuff and feeling who is this being? And getting really much more of my own inner riches. I think that's an amazing opportunity we have right now.
And that is the word. It's the opportunity to look at your life, look at yourself in a completely different way. And I have to ask you this important question. The outbreak that happened, we know scientifically, we know medically, all of this, we understand how it happened. But why do you think this happened to our Earth, to our world now? Why did this happen?
So first of all, I like to say this is not a punishment, because some people think it's a punishment. I think this is an evolutionary thing. I think that something, you know, let's take Earth as a breathing entity, like we are. We haven't been very nice to Mother Earth. You know, we took it out, we took it over, you know, we exploited it. So my personal understanding is, I always thinking at some moment Earth may just shrug a little bit off her shoulders and tell us, listen, guys, I have enough. Behave or you're out of here. So I think this little virus, a friend of mine called it, is very nicely designed. It is designed, you know, tough enough to shock us and not so tough that it kills us all. But it shocks us in a way that we stop just going crazy. And, you know, yesterday morning I woke up and I thought, that's it. Because, you know, we don't have time to murder. We don't have time for war. We don't have time to, we cannot fly all around. We cannot mass shoot to each other because we are locked inside. We have to behave as human beings. You don't have a car accidents anymore. So we are all called to take care of one another. That is the shift we were dreaming about for so many years. And that's actually, I believe, that's the truth. And it's a very healthy, healthy way of telling us people it's time to change. And at the same time, I know there is loss. I know there is grief. You know, my business is suffering financially, but I know we will come back, and we may hopefully come back much better, much more lighter, without so much ego blast around us. That's my hope for myself and the rest of the world.
Well, there's no question that this pause, this extended pause, has provided the opportunity for the earth to come back, for the animals to jump around, for the air to be clean. Somebody mentioned in New York, you know, we never see the stars here. And somebody mentioned she went on her roof and she actually saw stars that she had never seen in New York City because the pollution has cleared, you know, in LA and in China. It's good air. We know it's not going to last because once we get back to business, it will not last. But to see that and to experience the healing that the earth has been doing is quite extraordinary. And yet, as you said, Anne, there are so many dealing with tremendous grief and loss of life, of loved ones, of financial ruin. So, you know, we talk about healing. How can we help people deal with this pain that they have experienced and are experiencing?
I think, you know, in the end, we all have to be responsible for ourselves. We all have to go through suffering in our life. And that may sound very harsh, but I mean it in a loving way. Because if we go through circumstances, it makes us stronger. It makes us more compassionate. It makes us more people. If we always, you know, swim on the surface and never have to dive deep into who we are, we'll never get anything. So I even think, you know, some people say that in the suffering lies our beauty. In the suffering lies our chance for living an even better life. And in terms of losing people, yes, it's a tragic. And at the same time, it is happening and it will always happen. Even we, at some day, we say goodbye to life. And I think everything what happens now, if we remember to be grateful even in times of loss, grateful for the time we had with that person, grateful to be having, even if we are ill, grateful for having been, you know, not ill for such a long time, grateful for every breath we take. That takes us away from sometimes, I think, a little bit of a narcissistic way of suffering. And money, hey, come on, money comes and goes. And it's not easy. We may go broke, but then what do? We start again. Humanity always evolved because of crisis. And I feel compassion. Of course, I'm not saying this lightly, you know, but from my own path of life, I actually, in retrospect, every pain I had to go through, every suffering, every, you know, thing made me a happier person in the end.
Yeah. Well, you have to have a comparison. You have to have sort of the yin and yang of life. It must go hand in hand. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's like you breathe in and you breathe out, and that's very natural.
So the Healing Summit, which was slated for May in Portugal, of course, has been moved to October. And as we were planning the Healing Summit months ago, it was probably going to be a different Healing Summit. Now, post-coronavirus, hopefully everybody will be healthy and happy and ready to meet together in October. What are you envisioning for this gathering at this time?
Somebody said yesterday in our meeting, we don't know anything. And that's right. We don't. Right now we are in this beautiful, innocent space of not knowing, allowing us to really feeling into what does it mean to not know and not plan. That's really what I think deep inside. My vision, of course, is that we come together in a new way, with more open hearts, with more gratitude, you know, for every breath of fresh air we take, for every friend we see who is healthy and happy, for every person we can hug and kiss, it all will feel new. And we will definitely celebrate a momentum, because I think when we created the theme for the Healing Summit, creating a healing momentum, we didn't know at that moment that this would happen. Mm-hmm. Now it's happening. We are creating a healing wave. We are creating the healing momentum. We do completely new stuff in our website and offering healing at home and healing to go procedures for people. Without this crisis, I don't know if we would have been able to create this. So at the Healing Summit will be a total new healing summit with, can I say, even more depths, more love, more compassion.
Yes, I agree with that. It's so fascinating because all of us had to pivot immediately and figure out ways to continue life without doing it in person. So, for example, mm-hmm. yesterday I taught, normally I would teach an in-person workshop, and it was taught online. And I was a little apprehensive, but it went really well. And mm-hmm. The people learned just as well, and they were appreciative of having the opportunity to do this in their homes. And perhaps I might do that moving forward. And so we've learned new ways to cope. And what you said is so true. The human being has always found ways. If something doesn't work this way, you go that way. If this road is closed, you take another road. You always find a way to cope and continue. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Obviously, the species would die out. So this is so important for people to hold on to. And your brand and the company, the hospitality company, the Healing Summit, Just Breathe, is the storehouse of this knowledge and wisdom. And now is the time for people to embrace this if they haven't already. How do you feel about that? The idea, the concept you've had all your life is really, really important at this time.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I mean, you just mentioned Just Breathe. We didn't speak about this. When we found the magazine, 8 years ago or something, and Eva started this, my daughter, we just thought this is it. We do it, and it felt the right thing to do. Now it is the thing. It is the magazine, you know, with all the stories and the ideas and the background it offers to people. Because we kept it true. And I think what we all feel, Eva, you know, Elizabeth, myself, as the founders for the whole thing, I'm happy because finally my purpose is I can see it, is mirrored. Before, often we went for years, you know, against closed doors, and people thought we are a bit crazy, you know, these hippie girls from Germany. And now it's really, you know, people praise us, which doesn't mean anything for us, but we see it's the mirroring the truth we were longing for to be seen in the world. And we see that we can really, really, through doing what we love most, we can help people. I mean, how better can you live a life than that?
You know, that's a perfect ending to this podcast. It's beautiful and it's hopeful. And I do have one more question, though. Tell me, do you have great thoughts and hope for the world in general after all of this?
Of course. You know, if we stop going into the dark corner of fear, you know, which doesn't help anyone, fear weakens us. And fear is, I think, a much worse enemy than the virus is. If we stay out of this, if we stop watching this dark old movie of fear, of course, I think this is the chance for the world. And I know we will make it because we always made it. And I see for the rest of my life a much, much better energy around me. I'm excited and I'm happy. And I have complete trust in humanity, total trust.
That's co-founder of Healing Hotels of the World, Anne Bigging, also of Just Breathe magazine and the annual Healing Summit. This year, the Healing Summit has been moved to October 19th and 20th in Albufeira, Portugal. To find out more, go to healingsummit.org. And to read Just Breathe magazine, go to justbreathemag.com. I'm Valerie Smaldone.